It's going to be, let's say, all over the world. And just as beings invested in behavioral modification were highly engaged in steering the energy of the times through various sundry means and using their own form of magic and music and media and influential drugs and things of this nature to perform mass experiments. Just imagine that, a few hundred thousand fold amped up, and that's what's going on today. Can you find your way through the maze, through the labyrinth of life? Most assuredly. Most assuredly. Oui, oui.
Peace.
Yes.
One of the areas of revolution appears to be on the border with China, there with Tibet. Mm. And recently I was reading something about...
Remember, Tibet has...
CIA.
Yeah, that's just what we were going to say. Tibet has long-standing intelligence agency affiliations, and of course it had Nazi affiliations as well.
So I was wondering about
what's going on,
what's really going on, and if there's a smoke and mirrors thing happening there, not only to destabilize things in China and things like that, but if there's some kind of aspect with giants and alien intelligence and things of that nature going up in Mongolia.
Tibet has always, yes, Tibet has always been home to a large repository of very unusual information. Information that would rock the rest of the world's belief systems.
And tourism's been shut down because of all this.
Yes.
No Westerners can get in.
Yes, and that's always an indication that when you don't let the journalist in, there's more than the usual business going on. Let's say that with the intelligence agency and more vested interest in Tibet, there is an attempt to control certain information that wants to come out. There is also an attempt to agitate a revolution by placing certain, let's say, seeded individuals into the country. And of course, this is a backdoor attempt at dampening the fire of the dragon that is China. Do you understand? From a certain, let's say, militaristic scientific point of view, there are remote viewers. You understand this. It's been a long time open secret there. And sometimes the problem with remote viewing is that some do not understand. They are viewing probabilities instead of a real, solid, here it is tomorrow. Do you understand? So lots of confusion reigns in this regard. However, in an overall consensus, there is a certain feeling of threat from a future probability that comes out of China. So let's say that this is an attempt to make certain that the Chinese do not unleash the dragon on 8-8-0-8, which is the opening of the Beijing Olympics. There's a few numbers for you numerologists.
Well, that this is Karen, that the Olympic torch that's been going around the yeah, world. A
few problems already, yes.
They call it the circuitous path.
Right.
A what?
The highly circuitous path. Right.
Yes, 85,000 miles or something. They are taking it and lighting it up everywhere. And remember, the Olympics are always affiliated with the Olympian giants, yes?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And on one of our trips to Greece, our vehicle and the gang visited Olympia. Even Laurel, Karen's daughter, ran the Olympian track. Do you remember that?
Yes, I have a picture of it.
Yeah, she has a picture of it going over the finishing line, cheering her on. A few of the people did. They ran the little track there to say, I ran in the Olympian Olympics. So